Hey guys, Jason again with Officiating Oklahoma. This is going to be part two of the rule change discussion that the National Federation is dropping down. Before I get into it, I'm going to touch base on the 40-25 second play clock again. You guys, if you've got questions or there's something you want to ask or tons of things that can be talked about with that discussion, make sure you shoot me a question or an email or something. The main host that I have for these podcasts is going to be anchor.fm, and then also you can find me on Facebook at Officiating Oklahoma. You can find me on Twitter at Officiating OK. It's multiple things. Also, don't forget, I have the blog, which is officiatingok.com. Hit me up, ask questions. The coolest thing though is if you guys have questions, you can actually go to anchor.fm and go to Officiating Oklahoma, and when you ask me those questions, you can actually record your voice and ask the question that way, and then I can dub it in. I can put your question on the podcast with me, people will hear you talk, and then I'll help you out and get your question answered, or I'll listen to your comments. Hopefully none of them are too snide or hateful or whatever you want to say. But anyway, let's get back on to it. This is going to be episode two, or part two of four, on the 2019 rule changes that Federation's got. Once again, last week we talked about the 40-25 play clock that's going to be coming in this year. This year, another one of the big changes is they have approved it. They added a note in rule one that permits state associations to create instant replay procedures, and it only applies to postseason contests. So when they hit the playoffs, then if the state has something in play, you've got replay. Okay, it says this revision would allow game or replay officials to use a replay monitor during state postseason contests to review decisions by the on-field game officials. Use of a replay monitor would be on a state-by-state adoption, and the methodology for reviewing the calls would be determined by the state associations. They were quoted as saying the ultimate goal as a game official for reviewing it and all this kind of stuff is to get the call correct. Okay, when, replay first came out in the NFL, everybody thought it was the coolest thing. There's some times whenever, a call is made and, you get to see the instant replay and they slow it down for you. You get to see the eight different camera angles they have and that kind of stuff. But, whenever that happens, people think that it makes the official, look like he's not paying attention or he doesn't know what he's doing or something like that. Here's what it is when a play happens, an official has a second to make his decision and then make the call. As officials, you're always told that when you see something that's suspect for a foul or catch, no catch, down or fumble, you watch the play live, watch it, then you run it through your head one more time, then you make a decision. And it doesn't have to be an instant decision. You can take about a second and, make your decision. Whenever they do hit the teleprompter, or not teleprompters, the TVs and all that stuff show the instant replays up there, those folks get to watch it from multiple camera angles, and they slow it down. They get to watch the same camera angle 12 times, and then you get to make that decision. But that's not what this is about. It's not about making the official look bad. It's not about, you know, trying to undermine any kind of authority or whatever it may be. What it is I see this as an assistant to the official. Now, the thing is this is going to be a state-by-state thing. I'm envisioning that there's going to be a guy that will be setting up in a booth somewhere or something, and they will review the plays as quickly as possible, and if there's something that catches their eye or that doesn't quite look right, then they can buzz the official on the field and get him to stop it. One thing or problems that I can see with this is, let's say, you know, Oklahoma gets this put into effect, okay? You are going to be extremely limited on the places that you go to that will have something set up sufficiently for an official to view it, okay? Hopefully they have something put in place to where you've got, you know, when you review it, you've got 100% no doubt in your mind that this is the way it happened, and then if you change a call, that's why. Hopefully it's not something to where people can put in speculation and that kind of thing. The other deal is like when you're in smaller school stuff. Okay, let me back up. The first couple years that this is in, I can see this only happening when you're in a state championship game. And that's when you're going to be like up at Tulsa, or if they're in Stillwater playing on that field. They are already set up for the college level, so they're going to have the monitor, the multiple cameras, and all that good stuff. So that's probably the only time that we're ever going to see this is in a state championship game, unless it's, you know, 8 to 10 years down the road and some of these places have, you know, upgraded and gotten cameras on the field and that type of stuff. And like when I said Stillwater, like OSU is set up for the college level. The last time I was at Stillwater was when that stadium was brand new, and when I was there, they had closed circuit television on the game on the field. So, you know, there's going to be a few of those bigger schools that are going to have these cameras and that kind of stuff on the field. After the officials review the plays and stuff like that, I'm hoping that, you know, they will have the sufficient equipment to watch all this stuff. And, you know, the guys that bust their tails, that work hard, they move to get in a position. I like this because you can go and review it, and then after it's reviewed, you know, the referee can step out and say something, after review of the video, the ruling on the field stands, and, you know, it makes you feel good. It's like, okay, you know, we made this call, it wasn't liked by somebody, and we did get it right. The other thing is, you know, they talk about having replay officials. I would really hate high school coaches to have this ability to, like in the NFL or, you know, however, to stop the game at some point and request that it be reviewed. There's, I'm going to say, probably 97% of the time that you get a coach griping about something, and what he gripes about took place on the opposite side of the field, and he can't even see it, and yet he's got a complaint. You know, I've had coaches before yell and scream about a player stepping out of bounds, and the play was on the opposite side of the field that he was. You know, and when you talk to the official over there, he'll look at you and he'll be like, he was, you know, 2 feet from the sideline. He wasn't even close. So that's one of those things where, you know, you're going to have a guy throw a flag on something or whatever and want us to review something, and it's going to be like, you know, I hope that they don't open it up to where they can, you know, request a review over any little thing they want. I can see the things that they want to review, you know, will be like, it'll get reviewed, it'll be put up on monitors multiple times, and it'll make, you know, coaches look foolish because they, you know, they operate more off of emotion than they do with logic. So I can see us having those problems with, you know, coaches wanting to review everything. So they're going to have to put, you know, a limit on what they can do with it, on how many times they can do it. And, you know, a big thing is we'll have to have a replay official. Now, here's the other thing. Does that mean that the crews are going to have to start traveling with an additional person? Because either the crew is going to have to come up with an additional person to do this, or they're going to have someone that's sent down from secondary schools. You cannot have somebody that is affiliated with either team, so they're going to have to be a part of officiating somehow. But, you know, I can see this as being a good step. You know, we put this in, and it basically gives an additional official on the field that helps assist us. We're not ready for it technologically or financially. Schools aren't ready for it. So what the one thing they could have done this year is talked about and implemented a, you know, they've got five-man mechanics. They should have brought up six-man mechanics and put a sixth official out on the field. We need to start going towards and looking towards having seven officials on the field. There's a lot of times where I'll have games at bigger schools and all they want to do is throw the ball. Okay? When you've got, you know, we'll say, you know, five, I'm going to use coaches' terms, you got five receivers going downfield for a pass, then you've got five defenders that are on them, there's 10 people, and ultimately they're watched by three. Okay? You're not doing too well, okay? If you can change that to where you're running a seven-man crew, then you can change it to where there's two additional guys deep, so you've got five down there, each one takes a pair, okay? The game can get covered so... I mean, it'd be better to cover the passing game. That's all you're seeing more and more schools throw the ball. Giving us additional officials in the secondary is going to help with a lot of these things. Even had a you know, just one more and making it a six man. You know, I got with some guys that have done some work with you know, in other states about six man, and I was able to come up with six man mechanics. And there's been a few times where my crew had the opportunity to bring a sixth official on, and we ran it. We ran a six-man crew, and it was, the game was covered better. And, you know, your positioning is better. The guys, you know, you don't move as much anyway in a five-man, but in a six, you're not moving as much at all. You're getting to stand stationary when you're making calls. I mean, and it looked good. I can't remember the places we went, but we went to the two schools, and, you know, when I told them what we were doing, you know, the coaches were excited because they talk about how they feel like a lot of things get missed in the secondary. They say, hey, you know, a lot of things in the line of scrimmage gets covered real well because you've got a guy that's right there watching it, but we pass the ball a lot, and, you know, we feel like a lot of things get missed in the secondary, but it's not the official's fault because it's almost impossible for three guys to cover 10. And, you know, they talk about, you know, how it actually helps their game. I asked them, you know, not directly after the game, but a couple days later, I sent the coaches email and asking them how they felt we did and that kind of stuff. And they said they felt more confident in a crew that has more officials on the field, especially with today's game, when that's all teams want to do is throw the ball downfield. The running game is covered. You know, there's no issues with the running game. But since this passing game is coming in and you're seeing schools wanting to throw the ball, you know, 40 to, you know, or like 30 to 50 times a game, that's when you're having the issues. So, you know, that's going to, you know, wrap this kind of thing up. I'm going to touch the, you know, the covering the game and the six and seven man mechanics later on in some other episodes. But that's what I wanted to touch on is, you know, next season, there's the option out there where a state association can set it up to where you can use instant replay, and it'll be for basically just the playoffs only. You guys, you got any questions, comments, concerns? If you think I'm terrible at this, or if you, you know, are interested in maybe getting on here and having a, you know, a Q&A with me, you know, I can set it up. I can actually come to your home and we'll set up something to where, you know, we do some talking and stuff like that and talk about things that are coming up or some concerns you might have. Anyway, don't forget, look me up on anchor.fm at the Officiating Oklahoma, and we'll get you know, all your questions answered that you guys can send in. I've got a buddy that's got a camp coming up here pretty soon. I say pretty soon, it's going to be this summer. I'm going to try to get him on here. We're going to have some discussion about it. And, you know, try to get the word out and help guys get that training that they need. But anyway, once again, I'm Jason with Officiating Oklahoma, and thanks for listening.